on LA Radio for one night only. KABC is proud to welcome the legendary.
Legendary.
Shotgun Tom Kelly.
What'd you just say?
I said shotgun.
It's a KABC Friday night special with Shotgun Tom Kelly.
Well, looky, looky here. What a show. What a show. What a show. Yeah, it is Talk Radio 790 KABC. It is the Friday night special with me, Shotgun Tom Kelly. Our telephone number, I'd love to have you call, 1-800-222-5222. That's 800-222-5222. Now, for those of you who don't know who I am, I spent 20 years here on radio at K-Earth 101 playing the oldies. You saw me once a year on television with the Jerry Lewis Labor Day Telethon. Did that for 15 years as co-host with Casey Kasem. And in the year 2013, I received my star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, which is located at Hollywood Boulevard and La Brea, if you want to take a look at that. Anyway, tonight is going to be a great night. We're going to have a lot of fun. There's no doubt about it. We're going to have some serious talk, but I want to keep it in the fun vein. Now, the Friday night special, we got Sheriff Jim McDonald. We got actor Danny Trejo. We got developer Rick Caruso. And right now, I would like to give you a story. If anybody saw Don Rickles at a concert, you know you were thoroughly entertained. My friend Dave Groot and Bill Martin, we went to the Desert Inn, saw Don Rickles. Don would enter the stage from the audience position. You'd hear the orchestra go, da, da, ba, 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 ba. And so anyway, he came by our table and I stood up and I handed him my business card. And he goes, oh, wow, look at that. I don't think so. And he handed it back to me. So I got dissed by Don Rickles, and it was just wonderful. And I hold that dearly. Okay, my first guest tonight on the Friday night special is Sheriff Jim McDonald. Hey, Sheriff Jim, how are ya?
Doing great, Shotgun. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, man, thanks for taking the time out of your busy evening to come on and talk. You know, I got to tell you, Jim, if you recall, I met you about 15 years ago. It was 10-4 day. Tom Labonge and Gary Goltz has this thing where they have police cars that have been in movies and on TV. And we have this big parade down Hollywood Boulevard. And I believe Chief Bratton was there. And you were assistant chief at that time, right?
Right. Yeah, exactly.
And that was so much fun. That went on for a couple of years. And, you know, I got to tell you something. Tom Labonge and all my pals, including Gary Goltz, I mean, we just think the world of you, man. I mean,
I appreciate that.
Well, the rank and file, too. I mean, let's face it, the LAPD thought that you were going to be the next chief, you know? And we were.
I appreciate that.
And we were keeping our fingers crossed. But and you and I talked about this a couple of months ago. The chief thing did not happen. You went to Long Beach. You were chief there, and then this this sheriff thing happened where you ran for sheriff. And so actually, it turned out better, didn't it?
It worked out great. You know, the thing sometimes when one door closes, another one opens. And I just look at the experiences, the friendships I've had at both LAPD and Long Beach PD, and then to be able to have the opportunity to go to a third grade agency, I feel blessed.
Yeah. And, you know, I remember election night. It was so great. You and your wife were coming down the escalator and the bagpipes were singing and it was just a wonderful celebration. Tell me about that night.
That was a lot of fun. I had never run for anything in my life before, so to have this all come together that night, and we did. We came in the hotel lobby and then up the stairs and then down into the ballroom area. And I had no idea that anything like this was awaiting us, and as we came down, the pipes started playing, and those crowds and the media was there, and it was surreal, really. It was an experience I'll never forget, but a lot of fun.
Well, you had a lot of people behind you. You know, I have a friend of mine and a friend of yours, the late Bill Collender, who was sheriff of San Diego County,
right.
And he was also chief of police of San Diego for many years,
right.
And a good friend of mine, and he always says, You know, shotgun, I'm not a politician. You know, I see, you know, my friend John Tenwald, who was a deputy sheriff, he really wanted Bill Collender to run for sheriff. And it just didn't, I'm not a politician. You know, did you have that same feeling?
Oh, absolutely. I was a career cop, spent my whole adult life in policing, and to have to run for political office in the largest county in the nation, knowing what kind of money I'd have to raise to be successful and be out there, work my full-time job, and then be out there every waking hour doing my stump speech and asking for the support of the electorate and trying to be able to focus on the election day where you'd come together and somehow hope that it all worked out. And it did. And I look back on that and I think how intimidating that was for somebody who's never been in the business. But due to the generosity and the support of so many great people in L.A. County, I was successful in that. And hopefully now making them proud and being able to do what's necessary to be able to move us forward as an organization so that everybody can be proud of us.
Well, you know, Jim, I think you are making everybody proud. I know when I see on TV at a press conference talking about a very serious deal, I'm going, God, I'm really proud of that guy. I mean, you're a great sheriff and, you got a great smile, man. And we're both a couple of Irishmen, you know?
Yeah.
the smile of the Irish coming on you. You know, there's been a lot of discussion, Jim, as you know, these days about, law enforcement getting along and have better relations with the citizenry. And I think, you know, I really believe after I've seen what's going on with you and your deputies, I believe you are turning that around, don't you think?
Yeah, we're working very hard at doing that. And I look at where we are here in Los Angeles County, and When I watch what happened across the country in the past couple of years and the unrest in different cities, and I think a lot of people anticipated that kind of thing might happen here, and it didn't. And I don't think that was by accident. It was because of a lot of hard work done over the course of many years since the 92 unrest, where we worked very hard in policing here locally to be able to build a foundation of trust with the public that we serve, and where we didn't have relationships, build it, where we did expand on that. And so a lot of work went into that, and we didn't see what some other cities saw. And that's not something I think you can ever check the box and say, hey, we're good. You have to work at it every day. But as a policing agency, our currency is public trust. So we have to work at that every day. Otherwise, we don't have the ability to be able to keep people safe the way we otherwise would.
And you got programs with your deputies going into the community that you do. I think it shows. I really do.
Well, thank you. Yeah, every one of our employees is an ambassador for the organization. So it's not just programs, but it's what we do every day. Everybody we interact with, we have an opportunity to be able to shape their perceptions of not only our department, but of the profession.
Right. And, of course, the uniforms. You're working on the uniforms now, right?
Yeah, you know, we're always working on every detail makes a big difference, you know, as far as the professionalism of the organization. So, we're a work in progress all the time, looking for better tools, better tactics, better equipment for our people, better training to be able to give them everything they need to be as successful as we possibly can.
Oh, absolutely. By the way, for you folks tuning in right now, you're probably wondering who Shotgun Tom on a Shotgun Special Friday night is talking to. You say, well, he must be talking to an Irishman or something or something. And well, but he's not just that. He is a wonderful guy. He's our sheriff here in Los Angeles County, Sheriff Jim McDonald, and he's one great guy. I'll tell you, man, I got to repeat that. Not just that you and I are friends, but I've just seen you on TV and paper or in the newspaper, and you're really doing a lot to, improve the sheriff's department. And, boy, it needed that, don't you think?
You know what? It got an awful lot of attention, and there were some things that were very much in need of change and reform. But the base of the organization, the vast majority of the men and women of the LASD come to work every day, work very hard on behalf of everyone else, put themselves in harm's way in order to protect the public that we serve. And you don't hear about the great things that are done, the acts of bravery and compassion and courage that are routine. You hear about the exception. And when you think about the number of contacts we or any other police agency have with the public every single year. And a small fraction of those end up in any kind of a force situation, never mind a deadly force situation. So it's less than 1%. And people only call us when things are going bad. You know, yeah. Nobody ever calls us to tell us they're having a great day. So we roll out there, and the kind of situations we deal with are often fueled by emotion or drugs, alcohol, mental illness. And we expect an awful lot from our deputy sheriffs and our police officers across America. And when you think about, you know, somebody who's dealing with a mental illness crisis, and we call the police out there, if they were mental health professionals, psychiatrists, psychologists, it would take them several sessions to be able to diagnose what the issue were, to medicate them, and to be able to get them going on the right track. And we ask much of that of our police officers, our deputy sheriffs, to do in minutes upon arrival on a scene. So we ask an awful lot, but, you know, by and large, we get tremendous results. We always want to be better. We try and learn from our mistakes and to be the very best we can, you know, moving forward.
Yeah, you sure are. And, you know, I don't know if I ever told you this, but before I got into radio, before I looked at broadcasting, I wanted to be a police officer. I mean, I looked at that I guess I just went the other way. What do you think? Did I make a good choice or what?
You've been great in the job you've done. I think you might have had a little trouble on the stand walking in with the name Shotgun Tom.
I know. Yeah. What do you think of that, man? You know, I got a friend of mine. I live in Park La Brea. My friend Tony Pipper, he goes, you know, he thinks it's funny. He tells the guard, he goes, hey, we want to get in here. I got a shotgun in the front seat. You know, don't say that. Cry it out loud. Anyway, he just does that as a hoot, but they know me over there, so they know we're just joking around. But you know what's no joking around is protecting our kids, because you know what, with the internet and social media and all that stuff, I mean, our kids are exposed to some real dangers out there, aren't they, Jim?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, when you think about it, you would never let your kid into a room with somebody you believe might be a child molester. But in effect, if you're letting them be in a room by themselves on a computer without anybody monitoring it, they can be on to anybody on the other side of that, pretending that they're somebody their own age, when in fact it's a predator who's looking to gather information to be able to find out where that where the child is and any information they can to be able to exploit them. So it's critical that all of us are involved in our kids' social media life. If the kid has an account, then you should have an account as well, and set up the account for them so you know what they're doing on there and who their social media friends are, and then talk to them about the potential dangers of social media as well. I think oftentimes we make assumptions that, oh, yeah, they know what to do, what not to do, and we see way too often the effects and the results of kids being victimized over the internet. Something most people probably don't have an awareness of is the number of kids who are being, they call it sextorted, extortion, where, you know, people reach out to them and befriend them on the internet and ask them for nude selfie pictures, and they do this. And the tragedy of this is that it's so common. This year, just in 2017, we already have 105 investigations underway involving this kind of activity. It's not just girls, it's boys, it's people of, you know, all ages, very young kids getting involved in this as well. And when we look what happens, the fallout from this is kids are embarrassed. The person on the other end continues to use the leverage they have because they have these photos for more photos, for videos, and then they sell them to other people of like mind. And they end up in a situation where, you know, worst case scenario, we've seen kids contemplating suicide over these kind of issues, and tremendous embarrassment and always looking over their shoulder. And it's just something that's very, very ugly, something that's very preventable, too, if we talk to our kids on the front end and let them know what people are looking to do out there.
Yeah, I heard that just the other day. That was a news story. Really, really tragic.
Yeah, so tragic, yeah.
So there's got to be, you know, the parents really have to make sure that they know what their kids are doing, even though their kids, of course, don't like mom and dad looking over their shoulders, but they're doing it for their safety, man. And, and it's really...
You got to audit your kids' cell phone use and see who they're talking to and really know their social media passwords. You're paying for their phone, so you have every right and ability to be able to do that. You just got to put your foot down Because, yeah, kids will push back, and I have a right to this or I have a right to that, but all you're trying to do is protect them.
Oh, wow. Well, listen, Jim, can you stay with me just a little while longer?
Sure.
I know you're busy. I want to come back. You know, I wanted to be a police officer, and if there's somebody out there that maybe want to, you know, join the police community and become a sheriff, I'm sure Sheriff Jim McDonald will be able to have some information about that. Isn't that right, Jim?
Absolutely.
All right, we're going to come back right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC. It is Friday Night Special, and my name is Shotgun Tom Kelly. Don't go away. We'll be back with Sheriff Jim McDonald on 790 KABC.
It's a KABC Friday Night Special with
Shotgun Tom Kelly
on 790 KABC.
It's a Friday Night Special. I am Shotgun Tom Kelly right here on the 790 KABC. I am so thrilled to be here. I'm having a great time tonight. And I got one of my pals on a phone, a great sheriff. We love him. I think all of L.A. County loves him. Talking about Sheriff Jim McDonald. So glad you're back with me, baby.
Thanks, Shotgun. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
All right. Now, listen, we're on here not only have a little bit of fun and talk about good things, but there are some bad things, unfortunately. And you were telling me about there's some sex trafficking going on. That's pretty strong. Is that right?
Yeah, it sure is. You know, what we find is the more we look, the more we find. It's so bad that we set up one of our bureaus just to be able to deal with human trafficking. We set that up in November of 2015. And since that time, we've rescued 162 victims from the life. We've made 549 arrests. 174 of those are male sex buyers that in the past have usually gotten a relative pass on these kind of things, and we're no longer allowing that to happen. When you look at just how horrific the behavior is and what these young kids are subjected to, and when I say kids, we see them as young on average as 12 years old when they first start getting into this.
Oh, man.
70% of these kids come from foster care. They're kids who've been abused throughout their lives and being taken advantage of again. And so we've gotten very aggressive with this. We have a three-pronged approach where first we go after trying to rescue the young kids. They're primarily girls, but not exclusively. Get them out of the life, get them wraparound services, counseling, and hopefully put them on the right path. And then secondarily, we go after the pimps and the traffickers. And we have a collaborative group put together, prosecutors, the U.S. attorney, the deputy district attorney, so we can file state or federal charges on the individual. We have the Department of Children and Family Services, the Coalition Against Slavery and Trafficking, probation, parole, the FBI, and other partners. So we're all co-located together in our headquarters facility, and that gives us the ability to be able to take a case from inception right through prosecution and sentencing of the individual. It's a unique model. It's one that I think is a great model for anybody to emulate around the country. It lends itself to positive communication and the ability to be able to stay on a case and use all the resources available. So we go after the pimps and the traffickers, and then we also go after the demand side, the so-called Johns, which are in this case where they're out there on the internet looking for an 11-year-old kid. These are predators. These are child molesters. So we take it very seriously. We go after them. But what we find is that the more we look, the more we find. And if I had double the amount of detectives working these kind of cases, I could certainly use each and every one of them. So tragic. And we need to talk to our kids about, again, going back to safety on the internet. There's people who prey on kids, try and set up a meet. When they meet with the kid, then, you know, that they could be that the first step to being exploited, to being put in a room and you know, abused and taken advantage of in the most horrific ways possible. And we don't want to see that to happen to anybody. So we need to talk more about it. We need to educate our kids, and we need to be able to bring an awareness that we don't currently have to the general public as to what to look for.
Oh, boy. You know,
when they see something happening, to let us know, say something. It could be some, you know, every one of these crimes has to have a location. And whether that's, you know, a seedy motel, as you might imagine, a higher end hotel, or the RV parked at the end of the street or a vacant house next door. If you see, men going to and from that, they're either trying to buy sex or buy dope. And in either case, let us know. We'll go out there. And so often we hear from people, hey, I didn't want to bother you. I didn't know for sure what was happening. That's what we do. We go out there, we check it out, and you know, you may save a young kid's life by doing that.
Oh, that's great. Now, listen, if somebody wants to become a deputy sheriff, what is the process? Well, what do you? I believe you have something going right now, don't you?
We do, and in fact, tomorrow morning at 7:30 over at the Star Center in Whittier, mm-hmm. which is at 11515 South Colima, we have an ability to be able to accelerate the testing process where we're given 3 tests in 1 day tomorrow, which could get some interested candidate well on their way through the process. But we'll hire about 700 or so candidates within the next year. They get to start the academy and move through the process to having a truly great career, one where you can give back to your community, one where you can truly make a difference every day. And but it certainly is challenging. Not everybody can do it. Out of 100 candidates who sign up, we end up with 4 who make it to the academy. 3 will make it through the academy. So 97% of the people who try don't make it. So if you think you've got what it takes and you're willing to be able to do what's necessary to be able to get that career, I would challenge and encourage everybody out there who has that kind of interest and the background for it to give it your best shot. You won't regret it.
Jim, hey, I just really want to thank you again for being with me tonight. And wherever you're going tonight, be safe and have yourself a good time. And thanks again for being with me.
My pleasure, Shotgun.
All right.
Thanks a million.
We just we just spoke with our Sheriff Jim McDonald, right here in Los Angeles, and there he goes. Ah, yeah. Hey, listen, it is Friday night live. It's a Friday night special. I'm right here talking to you, and we'd love to have you stay around because guess what? We got somebody coming up that I think you know, talking about Danny Trejo. Yeah, he's got these taco stands around town. And we're going to talk to him about something I saw on Santa Monica Boulevard. He's got a donut and coffee place he's bringing up. So anyway, we're going to talk to Danny. So stay with us right here on the Friday night special. I'm Shotgun Tom Kelly on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Baby. Hey, absolutely. We are back, man. You better believe it, baby. Hey, having a good time here tonight. Now we're going to turn this into a real good time. By the way, my telephone number, and I'd love to have you to call. It'd be a great time for you to call. 800-222-5222. Wait, let me, that's it. 800-222-5222. There we go. That's 800-222-5222. So get those calls going right now. I'd love to hear from you, baby. Hey, listen. We got a guy who everybody knows. He's an actor. He was in Machete. He was in Dusk to Dawn with George Clooney, Con Air. He was also in Heat with Al Pacino and Robert De Niro. And he has some taco stands around town. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to have you welcome my friend. And, of course, you love him too, Danny Trejo. Danny, how are you, man? Are you there, man?
Shotgun Tom Kelly. And don't forget, Val Kilmer was in Heat, too.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to diss him. But now you were in that. Somebody told me that you were one of the, you kind of invented that movie. Were you one of the writers or something?
No, we were. No. We just were consultants on bank robberies and stuff. And then I ran into Michael Mann, and he cast me for. Actually, it's a funny story. He cast me for Gilbert Trejo, my uncle. And because he met Gilbert Trejo in Folsom when he was shooting a movie called The Jericho Miles, a brilliant movie. Mm. And then so he met my uncle and they got to be buddies. And so Michael Mann hired him. And my uncle was working on that movie in Folsom. My uncle was a resident at Folsom.
Oh, wow. You know, does that mean he's in jail?
Yeah. Michael Mann had to talk to the leader of the Mexicans to get you know, get them to work. So, you know, they do everything in groups. So.
Right. Now, listen, you were working on a movie. We were talking about a month ago. I don't know. You were working in a movie that, what was that movie you're working in or working on?
Right now?
Yeah.
Right now, I'm going to start doing a movie called Social Security.
That's right. That's what it was.
And what we're going to do, that's directed by Craig Moss, who also directed all the three Badass movies.
Mm.
You know, so it's going to be kind of like a Die Hard, but in a senior citizen home.
I see. Okay, now listen.
So we'll have Betty White knocking people out with walkers.
I love you, Daddy. You got such a great sense of humor, man. You know, anybody who hears you speak, they just love to hear your stories. You're quite a storyteller, man.
Thank you. Thank you so much, man. Everything good? Everything good with you?
Everything's great, man. As a matter of fact, you've just made it greater because I'm sitting here on Talk Radio 790 KABC, and
yeah.
I'm doing a talk show, and some friends of mine said, well, who are you going to have on the show? Well, and my friend in San Diego, who you talked to, John Fuel, you guys both love love the fights, man. And he says,
yeah.
Hey, why don't you have Danny Trejo on? I go, that's an excellent idea. You know, now next month is going to be a big fight in May. Who's fighting in May? Some big fight.
Yeah, come on over to the house. We'll have it. Canelo and Julio Chavez Jr.
Yeah. I'm not a fight guy, but my buddy is, and you've talked to him. Hey, listen, if you want to talk to Danny Trejo, by all means, give us a call right
come
now.
On.
I got a couple of lines open.
Give us a call.
Yeah, that's right. 800-222-5222. Hey. And we're going to be back with Danny Trejo. I'm going to be talking about your businesses, your taco stand, and something else you're trying to start. So stay right there on Talk Radio 790 KABC. Bye, baby. You didn't expect to hear me on the radio, man. But here I am indeed, and I'm having a good time right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC. You better believe it, baby. It is the Friday night special, and we are definitely doing something special. We got a great guy on the phone. By the way, our phone lines are open. We got a couple of callers waiting. 800-222-5222. That's 800-222-5222. All right, there we go. Now, Danny, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, now listen. Your taco places are fantastic.
We're having a lot of success with them.
And they're healthy tacos, aren't they?
Oh, yeah.
I know, they are.
We've got a good vegan menu, a good veggie menu, we've got a gluten-free menu, and we got carnitas. And carne asada, you know, it's like we've covered all bases.
Well, yeah, as you know, I'm Tomas Escopeta, you know.
Yeah.
Now, not only do you have the taco place, which I've been there many times with you, you have a cantina down in Hollywood. What's
right,
that all about?
Right. Well, we got a cantina that's Pizza Hunter, and it's the same, it's a bigger menu because it's not a walkthrough. It's kind of a sit down, have a dinner.
Ah,
you know?
Okay.
So we've got some great, great food there, man. You got to come check it out. I'm there about twice a week three times a week.
Now that's right in the middle of Hollywood. I mean, close
that
to Hollywood Boulevard.
That is going down Cahuenga between Hollywood and Sunset.
That's right.
On the corner of Selma.
I've seen your face up there. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, now I got to talk to you about something. It's not open yet, but I was stopped. I believe it was Highland and Santa Monica Boulevard.
Yeah, buddy. Yeah.
And I see Trejo's Coffee and Donuts.
Yeah, you got it. We got gourmet coffee and donuts. We got my special coffee, and then we got brewed from all over. And we're gonna go with a Mexican empanadas. We're gonna get a machete donut, and just different. Different kinds of donuts.
Okay, now when do you plan to open the donuts and coffee there?
Probably the end of this month.
Oh, okay. Now you take.
Shotgun.
Yeah.
I want to invite everybody out to the Dodger game on the 17th. You're going to see me throw a strike for the first pitch, and you will see my singer, Tara New. She will be singing the national anthem.
Oh, that'll be fantastic. Now,
yeah,
what?
I got a record company, I told you, DT Music.
Is that right? I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah. Me and a kid named Kid Frost said, let's do it. Let's put it together. And we did a woman empowerment record all about completely. That's all it is. It's four girl singers on this album. And it is amazing.
Oh, wow. Hey, how's your boy doing?
Gilbert's doing awesome. He's in Salt Lake City right now. He's actually looking at locations for his movie.
Oh, that's great, man. I really love your son. Hey, we have somebody on the phone. We have Juan in Seattle. Can you believe that?
What's up, Juan?
Yeah, Juan, you're on the air on Talk Radio 790 KABC with Shotgun Tom Kelly and Danny Trejo.
What's up, Danny?
Yeah,
hey, I want to congratulate you on your success with your new taco stands there and your future thing there with the donuts, man. I'm very happy for you, man.
Hey, come on down, man. You got a dinner.
Next time I'm in LA, I'm gonna definitely stop by. I never thought I'd be eating vegan tacos, man. I haven't had any kind of meat in over two months.
Hey, let me tell you something. We got some vegan tacos. Some they're unbelievable. We got some vegetarian tacos that are just. I was eating a vegetarian taco. I didn't even know it.
Man, that sounds excellent, Danny. Well, thanks, guys, for taking my call. Hey, Shotty, can you take me out with the You Better Believe It, Baby?
Yeah, I sure can, okay. You better believe it, baby. Yo! Oh, that's one of my buddies who listen to the Tom Likas show. Anyway, thanks a lot for giving us a call. All right, now, so now, when's that Dodger thing coming up again? And tell me that again, the date.
The Dodger on the 17th.
17th.
Night of the 17th. Yeah, yeah, we're pitching it. I mean, it's gonna be sold out.
All right. Now listen.
Come on down.
Besides the Dodger game, is there anything else? We got about 30 seconds. Is there anything else you want Los Angeles to know that you are doing and you want them to support your act?
Hey, just see me on the streets and stop me. We'll take a video.
Oh, yeah. You know,
Shotgun, hey. All things are possible with Shotgun.
Oh, you're too kind, man. I love you, Danny. Brother. Danny Trejo, ladies and gentlemen. Let's give him a round of applause. There we go.
Let's get together. Let's get together, buddy.
Yeah, I want to get together, man. We'll see that fight next month, man.
Got it, Holmes.
All right, see you later, homie. Bye-bye. All right, hey, listen, we got more Friday Night Special on Talk Radio 790 KABC. We'll be right back. Again, man. Oh, man, I just can't get enough of this talk stuff, man. I was playing the hits for many, many years, 20 years here in Los Angeles, but now I'm moving my lips after playing the hits, okay? Oh, listen, we got somebody on the phone. We got just a little time to take Jaden. Are you there?
I'm there, Shotgun, now from that Nimitz Freeway. Good to talk to you. Hey, Shotty, bald tires in the torrential downpour, steel tire indicator showing. But I want to say, you better believe it, baby. Congratulations. I love you. Oogum, boogum, boogum. Now you, Tom Shotgun, Ted Kelly, casting your spell on KBC.
No.
I want to say real quick, and I got to get off this phone,
okay.
Something that's astute. Accolade sentiments, 90% of retired elderly people are stealing from people like me. And they're soaking up Social Security benefits like a sink sponge, racketeering as taxpayers. Elderly people cost too much. My overtime wages are getting taxed. And they Meals on Wheels coupons. It's their fault for not attaining a 401k.
Okay.
Or 401, rather, Roth IRA.
I'm going to try to write that down,
financial
man.
planner, and then.
All right, Jaden, you were great, man. Really, boy, he's got a lot of lingo going on. It's KABC, yeah, and that's 790 KABC. Now, listen, we have boy, I got a great guest going to be coming in. He doesn't do many interviews, and I got him coming in here tonight, and I want you to hear him. I know you've seen his shopping centers. Talking about developer Rick Caruso from The Grove. Going to be coming up next, right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC. We'll be right back.
News. Back on LA Radio for one night only. KABC is proud to welcome the legendary.
Legendary.
Shotgun Tom Kelly.
What'd you just say?
I said shotgun.
It's a KABC Friday night special with Shotgun Tom Kelly.
Talk Radio 790 KABC. It is Shotgun Tom Kelly in the Friday night special. We got a telephone number, 1-800-222-5222. Mark that down. We're going to ask you to call in, and we're going to have some fun. It's going to be a lot of fun here. That's what I'm talking about. My first guest is Rick Caruso. He's a developer. Everybody loves him in Los Angeles. He's the mastermind behind The Grove, the Americana, as well as many other projects. Now, Rick was honored with the Cardinals Award this past March, bestowed upon him by our Los Angeles Archbishop Jose H. Gomez, all in recognition for his life of service to Los Angeles and those in need. And, you know, Rick is really dedicated and has dedicated himself to supporting the lives of at-risk children and providing educational opportunities and quality health care for underserved youth. Now, Rick also has received the papal honor. Now, I'm a Catholic myself, so I know this is a really big deal. It's called the Knight Commander, and it's the Order of the Knights of St. Gregory the Great by Pope Francis, and he got that in January. He was honored for his extraordinary life of service to his community here in Los Angeles. You know, the Carusos are well known for their extreme generosity to charities, and they've shared with many charities, including USC, where more than $50 million was given to build medical service centers and aid with childhood communication. Now, they have led the endowment and construction of the USC Caruso Catholic Center and Our Savior Parish Church. Hey, Rick, welcome to 790 KABC and the Shotgun Tom Kelly Friday Night Special.
Thank you, Shotgun. Thank you for having me here.
Oh, man.
I love you.
I love you, too,
man. I love being with you.
Well, it's all about fun, man. We're having some fun.
Work hard, have fun.
You know, when I first got here 20 years ago, you were on the police committee, president of the police commission.
Right. That's right.
And you see on TV all the time.
Yeah.
And then I live in Park La Brea, so right across the street, I was on the air one day. I said, hey, there's a big wall going up on 3rd. And somebody from your organization called me. Said, hey, Mr. Caruso said, you said there's a big, ugly wall coming up on 3rd. And we would like, Mr. Caruso would like you to come out for a tour. So me and my son, Nick, we went out and got a beautiful tour.
I remember that.
Put our hard hats on and went down into this where they had a hole, and that was going to be the theaters.
That's right.
And so the next day I went back on and said, hey, there's a big, beautiful wall being built on 3rd Avenue. But anyway, that turned into The Grove. What a great place that is.
Oh, thanks. It's been just one of the greatest experiences for me, not only as a developer, but just a member of this community, because Los Angeles has accepted it, supported it, celebrated there. We just had our 15th birthday, and one of the things I loved about that so much is how many employees we have that started with us at The Grove and are still there, from the valet parking guys to the landscape people to the housekeeping people to management. And it's turned into the second most productive shopping center in the United States, and it's all because this community has accepted it and been a part of it, so I'm very grateful.
It's a fabulous place.
I'm glad you took that tour.
Oh, man, I am too, man. I go there all the time. Now, listen, I want to let people know, first of all, how did you get started in construction and the whole business of building things?
You know, Shotgun, I've been really lucky in my life. There's no doubt. And part of being lucky was I always had this great desire to build things,
mm-hmm.
Even as a little guy. and walking around with my dad. I always said I wanted to build stuff. But, you know, to fast forward, I went to college at USC. I went to law school at Pepperdine. I was practicing law. I had an opportunity to get into real estate. I bought this little duplex in Westwood as I was practicing law. And I realized, you know, I was the gardener, the painter. I was the handyman. I was everything. And my wife would wait in the cars. I was, you know, planting the flowers. And I realized if you make something nice and invest in it, not just with money, with your time, with your heart, with your passion, with your soul, it creates value. And I just said, you know, I think there's something here. And I love people. And I gravitated to retail because I love being a part of watching people enjoy our properties. I mean, it's really motivating to me to see that. And that's how I started. I started out with one property and then built up the company from there.
Now, exactly how many different Caruso developments are there? And can you talk about each one of them?
Yeah, well, we got, you know, we have a bunch. But, you know, the Grove is probably the most famous, obviously. The Americana at Brand is an exceptional property because you can not only shop and dine and go to movies, you can live there.
Yeah.
They have apartments and condos, and it's very popular. It's now the foodie place because we have some of the greatest food. Michael Mina has his steakhouse there, and Did Tai Fung is there. Shake Shack opened up. Egg Slut just opened up. Katsuya. And great shopping with Nordstrom's and Barney's and Apple, everybody. So that's great. Out in the West Valley, we have the Commons of Calabasas, which I love. The Promenade at Westlake, Moore Park and Teo, it goes on and on. And, of course, we've started construction of the Palisades.
Yeah.
We're building a town, and it's so cool to have the opportunity to build a town. And we're down three stories now. The big hole is dug, so hopefully we'll start coming out of the ground. We open up in August 2018. We got the Miramar under construction, the great old hotel on the Santa Barbara coast in Montecito.
Oh, I heard about that Santa Barbara.
Yeah, it will be the only five-star hotel on a beach in Southern California. We are right on the beach. You'll open your room door and you're in the sand. And that will open up in summer of 2018. So we got a lot going on. It's really great stuff.
You know, you closely tie all of your properties into the community. I mean, that is very important to you.
Yes, it is.
And that is basically your DNA with each one of these beautiful facilities that you put
in. Right. Because I really believe there's a circle of life. There's an ecosystem. I don't care what you call it, right? If you're good to people and you give back, it always comes back to you. And I do believe in, you know, the whole notion of karma and whatnot. But in order to have these projects be successful, you have to differentiate them. And I differentiate them by giving people a really great experience and working hard to make sure they're relevant in their life. Whether you come to the Grove to just read the paper and have a cup of coffee in the morning, that makes me happy. If you're going to come to the Palisades and hang out with your kids, that makes me happy. It's not designing these things just to shop or just to eat. It's to be part of the fabric of the community. And it pays us back in spades, and we give back to the community. Because I look at myself not so much as a developer, but as a builder. And it's really being a builder of a community, right? Because our properties bring people together. And well, that's what I get most excited about.
You're a longtime Los Angelino.
Oh, I mean, yeah.
You love Los Angeles.
I love L.A.
You love to tell people about Los Angeles.
It's the greatest.
In case you're just joining us, we're talking to Rick Caruso. He's a developer of the Grove, the Americana, and several other projects around Los Angeles. You know, one of the things that I really dig is your parking complex over there. I pull in, and I have no problem parking. I mean, no matter how many people are there, you've always got spaces, man.
We work hard at that. We're going to try to get it better, too. We're spending a lot of time and energy and money on technology. And we're working with a division of Google, super smart people. And we're going to be really enhancing all of our parking. And it's going to be even better.
Well, you know, the valet, I got to tell you, valet is red carpeted.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like a five-star hotel. When
that's
you pull
the
your
idea.
Car, if you don't want to park your car, it's fantastic.
Yeah, that's the idea.
Speaking about fantastic, every year you do this.
Yeah.
I've been there with your invitation. You put on the most incredible Christmas display I've ever seen in my life. First of all, you produce a television show.
Yes, we do.
I mean, it's phenomenal.
It's great. And, you know, the entertainers are terrific. We have about 40,000 people show up for that show.
I know.
At the Grove. We also do a show at the Americana. We do one out at Westlake. And it's great. I just love the holidays, and I think we should celebrate the holidays. And
say Merry Christmas.
And say Merry Christmas. Yeah. And somehow we became so politically correct that we don't say Merry Christmas anymore, or Happy Hanukkah, or Happy anything. You know, celebrate all of them.
It's always Merry Christmas. Yeah. I went to Catholic school, and the nuns say, it's Christ Mass.
Yeah.
Christmas. You know,
that's it.
You probably learned that, too. And you have the lighting of the Christmas tree. Now, that Christmas tree, I know you build that beautifully. I mean, it's perfect.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. I've seen it being built. And the snow that you let go at the shopping center. I think you're the first place that's ever done that. I mean, have you?
We are. But, you know, there was a very young magician at the time who came to me when we were building the Grove and said, I have an idea. I can build this snow globe. I can be inside the snow globe. And when you tell me, it will start snowing in the snow globe. And I said, that's a fantastic idea, but why don't we pretend the whole Grove is a snow globe? Can you make the whole Grove snow? And God bless him, he did it. And he's the one that came up with the technology and the formula to make that work. And actually, we put him in business, and now he does it across the world. And he's turned it into a pretty good business. But I got to tell you a quick story.
Okay.
The first night it snowed, I brought my wife there. And I said, Tina, we're going to go stand in the middle. The fountain is going to go off. It's going to sing, start playing White Christmas. The snow's going to go, blah, blah, blah. And God bless my wife. You know, she's always a great sort of gut check for me. And she says, I don't know if this is going to work. The snow goes off. We look behind us. There's a mom and dad holding their child crying as it's snowing.
Oh,
because
yeah.
You know what? It's just about celebrating that holiday. It was just great. So I love it.
Okay, in case you're just joining us, we're talking to developer Rick Caruso. Now, listen, let me ask you something. When I walk through the Grove, I hear some of my favorite songs.
Yeah.
Some of the greatest music by America's greatest artists and the Water Fantasy Show that you put on. Now, do you personally select those songs?
Yes, I do.
I do. I knew it. I knew you did, baby.
Hey, Shotgun, I personally select the flowers on the properties. Little crazy detail.
Well, you know, I've had the privilege of being invited to your office every holiday season. I do appreciate that. But I couldn't help to see a statue of somebody else that you know that is also in your office. And I've been in his office in 1987, President Ronald Reagan.
Yeah, what a guy.
Oh, man.
What a great man.
That was such an incredible event when I got to go to the White House.
Yeah.
And give him one of my Smokey the Bear hats, man.
Good
and he put it on.
He was great. You know, I bet he loved it, too. I bet he loved having you there.
Well, my congressman had me MC a Reagan rally. And so we went back to D.C. and walked in the Oval Office, and he's sitting behind the absolute. He gets up from the absolute, walks over to the shell bookcase, and he knows my name. I'm so freaked out. He says, well, Shotgun, I understand that you were the MC and kept the people entertained while they were waiting for me in San Diego.
How great is that? What a great memory.
And I said, yes, Mr. President, I did. Here's my trademark Ranger Smokey the Bear hat, and I hope you'll put it on. He goes, well, and he put it on. And that was the picture. It was
that
great.
Is awesome.
Yeah, it really was.
Class
and,
act.
You know, you're only supposed to have 5 minutes with the president. I started talking about microphones and broadcasting. Right. We were in there for 10 minutes.
Yeah. You must have loved that.
Oh, he did. He starts talking about, you know, the famous play-by-play story.
Sure.
Now, you are part of the Reagan Library, right?
I'm on the board of the Reagan Library, yes. Very honored to be on the board. Loved the Reagans and miss them, especially Nancy.
Yeah, I met her,
too. I mean, she was just an elegant, classy, wonderful lady.
You know, when I go up to that library, I see how beautiful it is. Did you have anything to do with building the library?
You know, I didn't. I came onto that board afterwards. Actually, Nancy reached out to me through Merv Griffin and asked me to be on the board, which I was honored to do. And we've gotten involved since. We actually underwrote the exhibit that came from the Vatican that was on exhibit last year, which was really
fantastic.
So fantastic. But no, it's a great group of people. They have a great mission in life, and it's important that students get out there, families get out there. It's a great part of American history.
Yeah, it is.
Especially today.
I had the very first one in there, too. That was fantastic.
Yeah.
You know, back to your facilities. Every major name retail store really probably wants to be a part of the Caruso Affiliated. How do you select which stores actually get in?
it's always the best in class. Always the best in class. Yeah. I think Nordstrom's the best in class in department stores. The restaurants are critically important for us. We got some new announcements coming out. You know, we have Lauderay at the Grove. It was the first on the West Coast out of Paris. It's just an exceptional restaurant. They make those famous macaroons for the last 100 years that people stand in line to get, and they got great food. Blue Ribbon is out there. So everybody has to be great. I think today, if you don't provide people a great experience and great service, you're going to go out of business. And people talk a lot about how brick-and-mortar retail is dying. I think that's a bunch of baloney.
I do, too. Well, you have definitely turned it around.
Our growth rate this last year is about 8%. You know, the indoor malls have been flat or declining. We're growing. We're continuing to grow. Every year that I've had this company, we've had double-digit growth overall on a compounded basis. And so the trick that we have is we just make it engaging. And we have to have retailers that make it interesting and engaging and who are best in class. And with that, brick and mortar is going to do great, and so will online. You have to have both.
You do. And you know what? At the Grove especially, and also the Americana, any of your facilities, you don't cut corners. It's class all the way. Right? Everything.
You
got it. It's wonderful. Well, listen, we're going to have to take a little break. Can you stay with us a little?
I would love to, Shaq.
Oh, fantastic.
Happy to be here.
All right, we're going to take a break, but we will be back with developer Rick Caruso right here on Talk Radio 790. KBC right here with Shotgun Tom. That's me. And the Friday night special, Don't Go Away.
It's a KABC Friday night special with
Shotgun Tom Kelly
on 790 KABC.
All right, we're back. I'm Shotgun Tom Kelly right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC, the Friday night special. And again, I want to give our telephone number. We're going to be able to use that a little later on. It's 1-800-222-5222. That's 1-800-222-5222. And may I say, do whack-a-do. Rick and I, of course, Rick Caruso, the famous developer here in Los Angeles who just loves the city as I do. I'm so happy to have you as my guest.
I'm so happy to be here. I'm such a big fan of yours.
Oh, well, thank you, baby. Oh, are you having a good time?
I'm having a great time. You got to do this more often.
Well, you know, I plan to.
Good. I love it.
And, you know, I'm working on a television show that salutes Los Angeles.
That's great.
Shotgun Tom Kelly's Neighborhoods. As a matter of fact, I went into the Americana and we shot a little bit in there.
Fantastic.
They almost threw us out, but I was
there. Well, I can hopefully help with that. I hope I can help with it.
Oh, well. Hey, I want to salute one of your associates, Rick Limo.
Oh, yeah.
Does he really own a limo service?
Yeah, I don't know, but he is one of the all-time great guys.
You know, you have a lot of great people working for you.
I do. It's all about the people.
It really is. Yeah. And, you know, I'm a people person. I mean, I will go up to somebody, and you are there. I've seen you go up to somebody, and 5 minutes later, they're your best friend.
Yeah. I love people.
Yeah.
Isn't that a great way to live, loving people?
It is.
Yeah.
It is. I know in my past, when I do personal appearances, what are you spending too much time with that person for? I said, I'm not spending too much time with them. I love them. I want to hear what's their deal,
right.
What's going on in their life. All right, now listen, we talked about the future, which is the Palisades.
Yeah, the Palisades, Palisades Village.
And again, you're going to have that completed when?
We will open that in August of 2018. And that's right in Pacific Palisades. It will be their sort of new downtown, their extension of the downtown. We're bringing back, which is so cool as a builder, developer, to be able to do this. They used to have a theater up there called the Bay Theater in Pacific Palisades.
Yes, I know where it is.
Closed down in the 50s. We're bringing back the Bay Theater.
See, that's what you do.
And we're bringing back a bunch of restaurants. So you're going to be able to live in the Palisades, walk to dinner, walk to the movies, walk home, do your shopping. We're actually even putting in a park that's going to be open to the public up there. Have a restaurant in the park so the kids can be running around while you're having dinner, having lunch, whatever the case is. Mm-hmm. And again, it's all about this being part of the fabric of the community. But we need more of that in Los Angeles where you don't have to leave your community.
Yeah.
Where you can actually stay, work, live, play, hang out with friends and family, be able to walk, not have to get in a car. So I'm really excited about it. I think it's going to be a game changer as developments go. And I'm excited about showing it to the public.
You know, you don't just build new beautiful places. You refurbish old places. Like there's a place in Glendale that you...
Oh, the old Masonic.
Yeah, man.
Oh, wow. Oh,
that's beautiful.
That was a great project. Built in 1927. Beautiful old nine-story building and sat there for a long time unused. Long, long time unused.
You see what you do? You see these things and you preserve them.
But you know what, Shotgun? I appreciate that. I've got so many smart, passionate people that help me out. I joke around that I get all the credit, but they do all the hard work. We got a lot of smart people that figured that out. But now it's the regional headquarters for CBRE, and the building has been brought back to life.
I know,
and
we
preserved it as a landmark, and that was fun to be involved with.
Well, you know, again, I want to bring up 2017 marks your 15th anniversary at the Grove. I want to congratulate you
Thank
on that.
You.
And are there going to be any special activities surrounding the special 15th anniversary, Rick?
Well, you know, we always have great activities. So
I
we have a
do.
Whole summer concert that's going to be starting up, which is fun. And we have movies in the park now that it's getting close to summer and it's warm out at night. And of course, every Thursday, there's Mommy and Me in the park, and all of these things are free. You know, they're open to the public, and every Friday, we have jazz in the park.
Oh, I love that.
Which is great. Oh, I do, too. Just sit out there and hear the music.
I got to ask one more question.
Yeah.
I know there's a number on the barn where you park the trolley at the Grove.
Oh, yes. Shotgun.
Does that number have anything to do with anything?
Yes, it does.
I know it does. Why'd you go ahead and tell us?
Well, the number on the trolley is 1759.
Right.
And the reason it's 1759 is that's my birthday.
I knew that.
There we go. And it's a good feng shui number.
Is that right?
We always feng shui everything.
Oh, that's beautiful.
But the guy who designed that trolley,
yeah.
I hate to say, was the last Imagineer hired personally by Walt Disney and just passed away at 87 or 88. George McGinnis, just one of the sweetest, greatest, most talented designers. And it was so much fun designing that trolley with George and all of his experience with Walt Disney.
You know, my friend Johnny Kay and I love trains anyway.
Yeah.
But we really do love that trolley.
Yeah, great.
And I think we've, you know, I wonder if Rick got this from Disney. And you just said that was an
Well,
idea.
It was really an ode to California and Los Angeles when we used to have the rail lines.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to celebrate the rail lines of Los Angeles. It also gave me a way to physically and psychologically connect the Grove and Farmers Market, which was important to me to keep the two together so they operated as one. Because
oh,
the Farmers Market is such a jewel.
It is.
In Los Angeles.
It is, yeah.
It's priceless.
Well, listen, I want to thank you. I want to thank Liz. You're a very capable PR lady.
She's fantastic.
Yeah, she is, for keeping me up to date on what's going on with you. And Rick Caruso, thank you so much for
I'm
being
honored
here.
To be here, Shotgun.
I'm so pleased to
have you. I'm such a fan.
You.
Thank you so much.
Well,
have a great day.
I'm a fan of yours.
Okay, that's good.
I hope to be back in your office at Christmas time.
You will be there.
Oh, thank
Absolutely.
You, sir. Okay, well, listen, our telephone number is 1-800-222-5222. It is Talk Radio 790 KABC. I'm Shotgun Tom Kelly, and it is the Friday night special. Rick Caruso, thank you very kindly for being with us right here on 790 KABC. How nice is that, man? Oh, absolutely. Hey, Talk Radio 790 KABC, it is the Friday night special, and I am indeed Shotgun Tom Kelly. I am so thrilled to have had Rick Caruso on the air. As a matter of fact, I got Marianne from Thousand Oaks. She says that Caruso's apartments are so much fun. Hi, Marianne.
Shotgun, how you doing?
I'm doing fantastic.
So, I actually work for Rick, and... Absolutely, such a class act, such a wonderful, wonderful man, so genuine, and I did have the benefit of actually living in one of the apartments overlooking the fountain for a few months, and it was honestly the best time of my life. I imagine it was like what living in New York City would be like.
Is that the apartments at the Americana?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Really. The music would be playing all the time, and I'd look out the window and watch the fountain. It was just such great energy, a really, really nice place.
Well, you know, that's what he's all about, as you know. I mean, when I saw the Grove, I almost don't want to call it a shopping center. I want
right.
to call it an experience when I walked through there.
Yeah, the interesting thing is I had met my husband, future husband, and when we were dating, we would, you know, spend our time there hitting the restaurants and, you know, just walking around enjoying the music. It was very, very romantic place to be.
Yeah, it is great. And anything he touches absolutely turns to gold. And I just wish him the best. Well, Marianne, thank you very much for calling in. I do appreciate it. All right, now listen, I'd love to have you call in too. Now, we got a couple of callers here that I haven't gotten to yet, but I want to get to you. So why don't you give me a call, 800-222-5222. That's 800-222-5222. Now we're going to Andrew from L.A. Hello, Andrew. How are you? You're on KABC.
Oh, Shotgun. It's so great to hear you on the radio, and it's so great to hear you on KBC.
Oh, well, thank you. Drew Hayes, the program director, decided that he wanted to invite me to do this Friday night special, and I said, yes, why not? Yeah.
Hey, listen, I've gotten to meet you a couple times over the years. Would you mind doing your Chuck Niles impression?
Chuck Niles. Now, let me tell the folks who Chuck Niles is. He was a very famous jazz disc jockey, and he was on a station called KLON, and it's now K-Jazz, now they call it. But let me see if I can get some Chuck Niles there. It's Charlie Niles, and I got to tell you, my choreography is not at all laudable, but however, I shall try to ameliorate. Can you dig it, man? Now, he was so he was sophisticated and hip, wasn't he?
Yeah, and very, very humble.
Yeah.
Just a very sweet, down-to-earth guy, very, very approachable. Who else do you do?
I do the Wolfman, baby. Yeah, a little bit. Wolf is a friend of mine, you understand? And, he used to come out, and I was a fan of his when I was a kid, and I bought this album. And this is when he was first starting out with the Wolfman Jack thing. And I thought it was wonderful. So as I got to know him in the radio business, he would come and do talk shows on talk radio stations in San Diego before he'd come over and do a show with me. And I'd give the talk radio station this album to set up their 10-second delay, and he didn't like the album. You know, I remember he was on Stacey Taylor's show. Yeah, Stacey Taylor's show, man. And Stacey played that, and he goes, hey, we got Wolfman Jack here on the Stacey Taylor show. And how are you doing, Wolfman? He says, oh, my goodness gracious, that's terrible. Don't ever play that again, man. Where'd you get that? Oh, I know where you got that. I'm going to kill him. So anyway, all right, well, listen, thanks a lot for giving me a call. I do appreciate it. Now, you know, it's your turn to call. I got a couple of more calls that I want to get to, but I want to get to your call. So why don't you give me a call? We got a little time left. It is 1-800-222-5222 to talk the old Shotgun, man. Don't make me lonely out here, baby. Talk Radio 790 KABC. It is the Friday Night Special with the Shotgun. We'll be right back. I'm not kidding. Well, that's what I'm talking about, and that's what we're doing. We're talking, and I want to get you on the air, no doubt about it. 1-800-222-5222, and I feel remiss because I have kept Paul from Sydney, Australia on too long. Paul, please forgive me. Are you there?
Hey, Shorty. Hey, how you going, man?
It's going good, and I didn't mean to keep you on that long, but what's going on?
Oh, it's all good here. But look, my question for you, Tom, is every time I go to LA, I heard you talking to your guest about this. Everyone is just friendly and you get to know people and it's a real rich connection. What is the secret that LA has that other cities I've been to doesn't have? That it's a huge city, but it's just got that special something. What do you think, Tom?
Well, I think it's the pizzazz of Hollywood and Beverly Hills, and everything's really classy around here in most parts of L.A. Of course, there's some parts of L.A. that need some improvement.
Mar Vista.
No, I love L.A. I really do. L.A.'s got a certain flavor, and I think when you come here, people are really excited to be here because they love L.A. also. So that's it.
Excellent, man.
I got to tell you, I almost came to Australia because I got a buddy of mine who lives there, and I chickened out because of the long plane ride. How long is it from LAX to Australia? How many hours?
14 hours.
Yeah, that's 14. Yeah, that's 14th to me, man. So I didn't want to do it. But hey, Paul, thank you so much. And again, thank you for calling in. So are you listening online? Is that what you're doing? Of course you are.
That's what I'm doing. Yeah, it was just good to hear you, man. You're in full flow there, brother.
Oh, thank you very much. Well, listen, Paul, thanks so much. Okay, we're gonna go Leroy now. Leroy, what's happening?
Oh, Shoddy.
Yeah,
how
baby.
Are you, Shoddy?
I'm doing good. What's going on with you, baby?
Ding dong, ding dong.
Oh, stop it, stop it. Now you've been listening to me for 20 years.
I've been listening to you for 20 years. I'm calling to play what the heck does Jesse Jackson have to say.
Yeah, this is a prank call. I know it is.
I'm ready to play.
Yeah, let's I know go. It. Well, you need to go down the road, man. I'm going to hang up on you. All right, we're going to Bill in San Diego. Bill, you're on the air at 790 KABC. What's happening?
Well, Shotgun Tom, I'm listening to you on my cell phone and using the KABC app that I got from your website. It sounds really good.
Oh, there you go. Now, you're a smart man, Bill.
Hey, and you know what? I know that you were a big part of San Diego radio before coming up to Los Angeles and being on K-Earth, and I didn't know that you could do the talk radio thing. This is very cool.
Oh, well, thank you very much. No, I can. I can talk. You know, I have.
You said
talked.
Something about Shotgun Tom's Neighborhood. What is that? Is that a upcoming TV show? What's going on with that?
Yeah, we're working on it's a TV show that we're working on up here, and we got a sample of it on YouTube. If you go to Shotgun Tom Kelly's Neighborhoods on YouTube, you can take a look at it, and we're trying to get it going up here. Maybe even get it going in San Diego. But yeah, I was in San Diego for many, many years. I worked at KCBQ, KGB. I was a boss jock. I did my television stuff there. Did a couple of TV shows, one in the 70s, Words of Poppin', and the other one was at the KUSI TV station. It was a cartoon show. I was the Sheriff John of San Diego, you know.
Ah!
Yeah.
And you were on B100 radio, too.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. Yeah, we just had a reunion not too long ago. Yeah.
B100. Man, you have a long, illustrious career. You must have started when you were like, 12 or something.
No, I was 16, 1966.
That's amazing.
Close to 12.
That's amazing. Well, great hearing you do the talk radio thing. I think it's a cool career change for you if you wanted to do that.
Oh, well, thank you, Bill. And I really thank you for tuning in on that app. You're a smart man.
Oh, it's good to hear you.
All right. All right. Well, that's Bill from San Diego. Listen, we are going to be coming back. So keep those calls coming. 1-800-222-5222. Right here on 790 KABC.
Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Well, we have one of my good friends on the air. Hey, Tom, say a few words. Tom Likas, everybody.
Hey, Shoddy.
Oh, man. Hey, I went to you, the good doctor, for some information on how to do a talk show, and I want to thank you for that, man.
Did that help?
It did. It really did. And I think we had a good show here today. I was looking at the program director, Drew Hayes, and I think he's giving me thumbs up. Yeah, there we are. I got a thumbs up. Two thumbs
up.
Nice. You know, Drew likes you too, you know.
I've done this show twice. I don't know if you know, but I've done this Friday night special a couple of times.
I know. I was out there listening, and I'm so bummed out that Charlie Bronson's widow did not call me.
What a shame. We know she's out there somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, what's up with you tonight, Tom?
Well, I heard literally your entire show. You know, I drive from the studio in Burbank up to my ranch up in northern Santa Barbara County is almost exactly 2 hours, a little more than that.
Yeah.
So I planned my trip. And I started my ride 8 o'clock. So I heard everything you did. I heard the sheriff. I heard Rick Caruso. I heard Danny Trejo.
Oh, wow.
So you can quiz me. I've heard the entire show.
Oh, I love that. To quote you. Congratulations
yes,
to you.
Anyway, I heard we sent you a few recommendations of callers, I heard a lot of them checking in tonight. That was great.
And thanks to you, they did. Yeah, we had, of course, Paul from Sydney. Just you heard him.
Yeah.
And Jordan.
Juan from Seattle.
Yeah. We even had a prank call. Did you hear that one?
I did. That didn't sound like one of mine. Normally, it would be one of mine, but
that was one of all yours said, "Hey, Shotty." And I love that. That's a short for shotgun, you know. But
yes.
Tom, you are marvelous, and I'm so lucky to have a good friend like you.
Well, we've been friends for a long time.
Yeah, we have.
So thrilled to hear you here. And, but my God, I knew you when. I knew you before K-Earth and before L.A. for that matter.
That's right. I was a big Tom Likas fan, and our dads both drank Schaefer beer. That's really what brought us together. Hey, listen, Tom, I got to say goodbye.
Go for it.
All right.
Great job, Shotty. Thank you.
Thank you, baby. Hey, listen, I'd like to thank the people responsible for the show. Drew Hayes, Louis Segura, Wayman Porter, Herman Aguilera, also Johnny K, my writer, Sheriff Jim McDonald, Rick Caruso, the developer, Liz Jagger, public relations, and Audrey Antley, right? Okay, thank you so much. Hey, it's been wonderful being here doing the talk show, and I hope maybe we can maybe do this again. Most of all, the most important people that I would like to thank are you who are listening out there. I mean, you are the heart of radio. Keep radio on, and maybe I'll